Slap your favorite rapper. Yeah, your boy Chill Gizzy should be coming on pretty soon. But yo, man, this is the Worldwide Request. So from the west to the east, down south, up north, across the states, across the country. Y'all want to hear something, man, call us up. 917-889-8297. That's 917-889-8297. Call us up, man, and we'll get that joint on you. Right. But right now, we about to go into Cash In and Ice Breezy with Ratchet.
You know you ratchet.
I ain't no ratchet.
Man.
You got me fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what?
What's that on that?
Hey, off top, I'm a ratchet nigga. So you already know I'm getting ratchet with it. Cause everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet.
Just fuck them ratchet ass bitches with them ratchet ass waves. Ratchet ass fit with them ratchet ass braids. Baby eat dick like legs. Push and take dick always. Braids to stay. K. Out. She'll suck a dick to a coffin. Big cuss bud got a coffin. Go a couple rounds and I toss it. Baby inflamed in the membrane. When it come to money of a hoes, I'm a pimp man. Cash paid what? Not a damn thing. Had her legs pent up screaming my name. On the first night to the first light. They call a cab up out of my sight. Couldn't care how you go walk, skate, bike. Bitch, you got thumbs, better yet height. Bad lip bitch in the dead height. Dick lit shit, she ain't that nice. Red bone bitch in the bitch of dyke. Ride a mean dick and I look alike. On my east side, bitches come to get it right. And I even bring a friend if you hit it right. And we don't do relationships, get your feelings right. Try to jump watch, nigga, bet I hit it right.
Yeah, off top, I'm a ratchet nigga. So you already know I'm getting ratchet with it. Ratchet with it. Cause everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. She be tryna act perfect. $100 bill, she ain't even much worth it. Girl, you know you ratchet. Instagram flexing with income tax. Louis Vuitton purse, so yeah, she looking classy. But her kid sleeping on a air mattress. New pants, new shoes, and a Gucci coat. Eviction notice on a nigga front door. Be out by tomorrow, that's what it say. But he was running around acting like he had cake. Yeah, everybody got some ratchet in them. Some got a lot, some got a look. I be doing my thing, I keep a bunch of bad yellow bones hollering my name. Before we get back to the room, I be getting some brain.
Getting some brain?
Yep, getting some brain. I got my niggas with me too, so we running a train. I like to hit her from the back while they wearing my chain. I'ma make a hurricane, we ain't making it rain. Making it rain, we the ratchet gang, yeah, off top, I'm a ratchet nigga.
Ratchet nigga.
So you already know I'm getting ratchet with it.
Ratchet with it.
Cause everybody got some ratchet in
them.
Everybody got some ratchet in them. Ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them.
You trifling.
And you got me bent home, girl.
Nigga,
you gotta walk
you.
Home. How about you walk
me home?
Why you even came with me? I don't even know why you got in the car with me.
Top, I'm a ratchet nigga. So you already know I'm getting ratchet with it. Cause everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them. Everybody got some ratchet in them.
Don't change. Bad things just won't go away. Poverty sticks and stains.
We gotta eat. We want to. We want money. We want to get fresh. We want fresh J's almost every day. We want all that.
But you're not getting it, are you?
Real life. We're trying. That's the key word. We're trying.
Where's the money? Where do you go for it?
We gotta eat. We're still kids. That's the only way. We ain't grow up in Beverly Hills.
In
them cold streets. Me and my niggas in them cold streets. In them cold streets. Where you eat at? In them cold streets. I'm in them cold streets. In them cold streets. Where you eat at? Them cold streets. Huh? Them cold streets.
In them cold streets. You're about to drown, nigga, if you show me. Hounds run around with rounds, don't have cold feet. Hunt you down, tear you apart like you fresh meat. While hyenas on the concrete. Do or die, time to ride, motherfucker, we stay hungry. Niggas yelling, M.O.B. but broken lonely. I save money over your life if you cross me. Toe tags, money bags, bitch, you owe me. Mamas put me out with $6 in a load of heat. Gotta eat Jack any motherfucker healthy. Break your pockets, I can't stop until I'm wealthy. Low to the brain, this in a pain mentality. Babies grow from good to evil reality. Sunny skies, street fries with death arise. Underground world, every fraction in the sky. Shit ain't funny about that money, don't you chastise. Put the phone to your door, nigga, goodbye. Pleasant thoughts of a schizo paranoid killer. Smoke that kush, drink that yap, bitch, enjoy my thriller. Sicko!
Where would you like to be in 10 years?
In a mansion.
In a mansion.
A lot of cars.
A lot of cars.
And a lot of women.
That would make you happy.
Talking niggas flossin', dream of big motion. City kids, city life, drugs, gon' be coffins. Homeless dying, lens flying, federals is fine. Street supplying, addicts buying, subjects surviving. Affiliation, game banging by congregation. Fascination, big money, cause exploitation. Trials and termination of a young street hustler. Grab your Mac with a stack, haters try to snuff you. On the grind, and it's time, just don't cross the line. Streets is cold, story told, looking for the shine. Streets is Columbine, murder on a desperate mind. Niggas dropping dimes, 48 up in their spine. Murders, home invasion, revelations, what we facing. Quiet discrimination, niggas blazing stagnation. A corporate mind is on the fine young generation. There's no patience, fast cash, streets is contagious. Shit's outrageous, mean mugs, nobody gracious. Smiles turn to frowns. Similar in many places. Streets is cold, smoky, drive around, giving cases. Keep your guns, ones, bullet for them screw faces. Sicko!
There just may be no solution to this problem. These kids say that the only way to get what they want is with violence, and that they have all the access they want to weapons.
They're still active.
Oh boy, are they active. They're on the street looking for ways, as they describe it, to survive. And they say there's no way to survive without taking what they need by force.
So what did you come away with it?
I think, Bill, that the one thing I came away with is that there just may be no solution to this problem. These kids say that the only way to get what they want is with violence, and that they have all the access they want to weapons.
I slice from the throat, better know, I flow until I glow. Let those that go against me die slow. I'm upper level, renegade rebel, in between the bass and treble, dancing with the devil. Cause hunger make a wise man do stupid things, and poverty make him aim with the tools that he brings. Fear make a man go crazy for the green, and the hood provides the beat when the crew's boozy sing. Another body dead, pierced by the bullets for the words that he said. The set that he banged, the gang that he claimed. Pull out a little liquor and spark up a little flame. Cause he gone, and ain't no coming back from that. We walk a fine line like an acrobat, imagine that. A world where young black cats is tracking gas, and it's bad luck if they cross your path.
What's going on? Armageddon come, you know we soon done. gun by my side just in case I got to run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like he's there with Mount Zion. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got to run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like he's there with Mount Zion.
Hey, 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 try to wreck the crew, but we don't play play. Any day, day, you feeling godly? Harmony, I get brolic with the best of them. So ain't no testing them. With animal eyes, I'm checking them, then cannibalize the rest of them. Bon appetit, ain't no king of the jungle when your jungle is the street and your playground is darkness. Running with the heart is just a no good thug, disguised as an artist. Let me vent, extinction level event, through the fire I descend. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look in my eyes and realize there's nothing left. And so I pray, my only killing is in rhyme, cause we are made in his image and he kills us all the time. Divine is my cadence, destiny is greatness, wondering who's answering my prayers.
What's going on? Armageddon come, you know we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got to run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like he's there with Mount Zion. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got to run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like he's there with Mount Zion. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got to run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like he's there with Mount Zion. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got to run. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like he's there with Mount Zion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back here on First Fam Radio with your host, Mr. Ill, a.k.a. Illustrator, man, a.k.a. Slap Your Favorite Rapper and Slap Your Favorite DJ. Yeah, man, we had a hot show yesterday, man, with DJ Chuck Massacre and Tech Murder, man, out of Mount Vernon, New York, the Murderville, you know what I'm saying? He was hitting us off with some classic cuts. Want to shout out all the cats out there that's been listening and following us, man. Keep on continuing to follow us. And artists out there that want your music played, just hit me up or hit up the site. But you can hit me direct at MrIllFresh76@gmail.com. Make sure you include Small Bayou, title of the songs, and where you represent. If not, we ain't going to play it. And it got to be dope. If it ain't no dope music, we ain't going to play it. But yeah, man, we about to get into Lady Soco, man, with that mouth do, man. This is a hot Atlanta joint out there. So all my Atlanta peach, Georgia peaches out there, man. Y'all go and shake y'all bottom to this, man.
I tell you how you look when you come around, and you mean to tell me you don't want to hit this?
Oh, damn.
Boy, come over here and get this.
Come with that mouth do.
Records.
I really don't care, cause I don't get no fun. If you tell me what the mouth do, keep it over that heart like a flu do.
for what their mouth do.
Your mouth don't get fed, so I get good head.
Those mouths don't get fed, so I get good head.
Hey, you stepping like a fool with the touch of your tongue. You be doing so good, that we know it's fucking run. You lick, lick, lick like a lollipop. And I skit, skit, goddamn like Lil Jon. This more than stones if I ask them. You look them dead in the face when you ask them.
What their mouth do, do.
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 What the 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 mouth do.
Nigga,
what the mouth do.
Go ahead, make a bitch when I act right. I'm a cook, I'm a clean, I'm a give right. A Mexican head to door. He's killing the floor. He's disturbing the world. He's the plug on the door. That right there. Come stuttering, y'all. Come climb to the wall. That boy right there. He a pro with it, y'all. Not a bitch on the wall.
Crazy D, Mr. Illustrated. You rocking out with your boy, DJ Chuck Massacre. PFR Entertainment, Murderville, New York. First Fam, Radio West. Let's get into this joint right here.
The music got the Harry Fry.
My twin locked up in green. Shit's fucking with me, used to be on the scene. Getting duckets with me, horses on the socks. Low man on the bucket with me, now he in the yard. Doing sex, nothing under me. Making sure he maxed out. The package always 35. Did 10 myself, and niggas always heard I'm live. Never folded once, no bones in my closet. I remember when they made you kick off your phone posits. That was on the Allen, 01 and 04. Now you OG, OG. Boy, yeah, I sold boy and I sold girl. My hustle game bisexual. Find me in the produce section, like vegetables. Pretty boy goon, catch a homo in my Ferragamos. I'm Castellano when I pass the Verrazano. B-boy capo, my slugs is here top of park. Leave them leaking, shirt holy like a shopping cart. Pull up on the block, then I stop and park. Hop out, glowing like Jesus. Niggas know what I'm about. Everything chicken, multiplying addition. I used to run with wildcats like Ron Strickland. Now my car shifts and on my way to the mortician. Wow. To get this dust juice that had a block clicking. Okay. Keep it in the freezer in the corner store. Got my workers like a salesman, door to door.
The greatest that never made it, never hated your favorite. The paper saver, the fragrance they made your day can debate it. My hustle making a statement, package work in the basement. Hustle out in the open and count my cake in the basement. The beast patiently waiting, all the smaller I'm making till I finish what I started. I never take a vacation of what shake them or bait them. There's no trace of a bait them. We chicken chasing, amazing, the stainless wave on the Cajun flow. Deeper than the waters, the safe haven for Cayman flow. Find it in the finest of gold, make some appraising. American motivation with pure blood of Jamaicans. The world here for the taking. LeBron James and we blaking, ready to get it shaken. Masterminds the making, that shine brighter than Vegas. Always copping the latest, we stopping waving the haters. Can't move us or sway us if I let that thing go. The sound will wake up the neighbors. Come on, nigga, we made it. We partying, celebrating. Money's the motivation, it's nothing but dedication. I'm ill. Yeah, you already know what time it is. B-Boy, Triller Gang. We out here. Get ready. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 man. We back again with that First Fam Radio. With that worldwide request edition today. Yeah, man, make sure y'all tune in, man. Tune in to us. We're going to play the hits from all over. Make sure y'all call up 917-889-8297. That's 917-889-8297. Yeah, man, we about to get into some new music. Let's see what we got around this piece, man. Let's see what we got. See what we got, man. I know I got something for y'all. I got something for y'all out there, man. I know. You know what? We're going to take it to watch your boy Abso with Drift Away. We're going to roll back over to the east, man, and drop y'all off down south.
Yeah. One time for your mind. Let's
drift away, baby, baby.
Yeah. I seen mama make a left on Main Street. Had to flag a fine ass down off instinct. I'm in a Mitsubishi Mirage, in dire need of a car wash indeed. She in the little clean Camry. I'm hoping she'll look closer than what she can see about me. I caught her at the red light. She rolled the window down and greeted me with a smile, sunny delight. I drink a whole glass of her ass.
Gotta get the number app, don't let your chance pass.
That's what my conscience told me, so I said boldly, what's up with you and me? She laughed to herself and the light turned green.
No, my car ain't new, but if you give me your number, baby, I'll get back at you, and we can drift away.
Drift away.
trip on the honey at this kickback. Drunk throwing shots back. Pretty face, ass fat, ass fat. So I got behind that.
Behind that.
She didn't mind that. She slow whining. I'm co-signing. I said I hope they play birthday sex. She said it ain't my birthday yet. I said I don't give a fuck about that.
Gotta get the number app. Don't let your chance pass.
Again, my conscience spoke free. I grabbed my Motorola razor and said, let me get your math, ma. She laughed to herself and pulled out a 3G. Ah.
No, my phone ain't new.
At the club, I'm hype man, I figure I get some love. I'm off the orange juice with the goose. Spotted the hottie on the dance floor getting loose. Approached the light, you're just my type. I had to holler before I hop on the mic. She said, is that so? And I said, for sure. I know I got shades on, but I can see your glow. I felt the connection cause baby got close.
Gotta get the number app, don't let your chance pass.
My conscience talked to me a lot, so I said, after the show you trying to come to the spot. She laughed to herself and said,
you know J-Rock?
No, I ain't that dude. But if you give me your number, baby, I'll get back at you.
Bossed up, Lil Kodak, addicted to paper chase, man. Let's get it. I think I move like a boss. I'm where niggas take off. I think I move like a boss. I'm where niggas take off. I think I move like a boss. I'm where the niggas take off. Take off. I think I move like a boss. My bank account withdraw. I'm saving money and spending. Take off, niggas, I'm winning. My girl ass so soft.
Like
she the baddest bitch like Trina. Her weed head stay straight. She on time, never late. On the first date, addicted to paper chase.
A2PC.
My bankroll out of shape.
My bankroll fat, nigga.
I'm eating good, eat steak.
A1 sauce.
I'm getting nigga, why hey?
I'm getting nigga.
Hustle or go broke.
I got to get.
I shot the ball, you choke.
Swiss.
All in is go. All I see is zero. No trip over a bra unless I trip over my shoe strings. Bad bitch like Major Payne. 16 with an ounce of cane. Strip club, I make it rain. All the strippers, they know my name. I think I move like a boss. I'm where niggas take off. I think I move like a boss. I'm where niggas take off.
Take off.
nigga take off. Mastermind like Rick Ross. I know the real Rick Ross.
I call him up.
Working on my connects.
Each one.
Kodak moment, I'm next.
Kodak.
Free all my niggas.
Free the guys, man.
Behind bars for select. My bills paid on time.
Check.
Got no worries, I'm grinding.
Let's go.
Jewelry on, I'm shining. Knife on me, get sliced.
Got
three bits all day, get.
One, two, three.
That's four play, I'm piping.
Around the nation, you know, Philly known for a couple things. I mean, clearly the
Jake
evidence.
The Grizz Deal.
The Grizz Deal.
The Grizz Deal.
Good spitters. And hostile environments. Where bad things happen.
Twin setup.
Can you handle it?
You don't know the spell when you crack a brick. You don't know the feeling when you beat that bitch. Y'all wanna go to war, I got banana clips. Spraying at you monkeys on that extra
Jimmy,
shit.
Tell them.
I'm strapped up, we playing laser tag. I go to pick that money up, it's in a paper
Uh-oh.
Bag. I'm strapped up, we playing laser tag. This is Billy, Billy.
DJ Drama.
I'm masked up, I got my strap with me. My homie strapped up too, nigga, he got Beanie Mac with him. Henny, hold up, honey. I'm talking Ben Franklin. My nigga, unload a honey. And leave your mess stankin'. I'm up in that kitchen, damn.
Kind of clockwise, I be whipping, yeah.
Put bacon on the scene, shit expand. I cook it to the oils, I'm the chicken man. I got that KFC. Motherfuckers know not to play with me. My street cred heavy, my money is firm. I'm talking Boxy, not DZO. You see, I want him bold to peak. What I spent up on that bitch could have had that project for a week, man. Them little times on my feet, I'm the nigga that you see when you're trying to copy cheat. Damn, they don't know the smell when you crack a thing. They just some rapper shit imagining. When it come to that word, bitch, I'm the magic man. Talking 32, nigga, what's happening? You don't know the smell when you crack a brick. You don't know the feeling when you beat that bitch. Y'all wanna go to war, I got banana clips. Spraying at you monkeys on that extra shit. I'm strapped up, we playing laser tag. I go to pick that money up, it's in a paper bag. I'm strapped up, we playing laser tag. This is Billy, Billy, home
yeah.
Run the team, man.
It's a lot of broke niggas mad at us. Cause we got bitches in the kitchen, naked nigga bagging up. They talking that money talk.
You don't know the smell when you crack a brick. You don't know the feeling when you beat that bitch. Y'all wanna go to war, I got banana clips. Spraying at you monkeys on that extra shit. I'm strapped up, we playing laser tag. I go to pick that money up, it's in a paper bag. I'm strapped up, we playing laser tag.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Hey, man, you already know, man. First Fan Radio, East to West.
Yeah. Man, I got Roz Familiar on the other line, man. Y'all call in, man. I know y'all hear us right now. Y'all call in. 917 889-8297, man. Y'all call in, man. We got those joints for y'all, though.
No doubt, man. Hey, what you got on the west side, man? I got to hit some of that west coast, man.
Oh, man. We got some Papa Brown. We got some Jay Gunner.
Let's hop into some Papa Brown, man.
Some Papa Brown, okay. He got this one,
man.
Called let your next move be your best move.
I like that.
Never do you violate my personal space. Designate the hate, separate while I checkmate. Keep a fear about the mechanics on my back. Paranoia is my defense, keep a visual attack. You never predict in direction till the wind blows. Like triple pistol pumps, boy, these streets are treat you cold. What you think is funny, I really don't mean no joke. You laugh at the wrong shit, but later can't cope. Cause trials and tribulation crop your heart in every ghetto. Learn a duck, a bullet, run a pattern on the road. Forced to learn a sneaky ways on how to get back. Educating my enemies when I'm busting down your hat. Just some penitentiary chances for who will never know. Like a 7 foot luau and a 70 throw. Stay on my toe, down low, but go pro. My leather jacket's on in the summer, keep it cold. Like the tea deliver, ain't no fucking mirror. No guarantee words, but I'm damn sure trying to see her. The forbidden is running smooth. Let your next move be your best move. Like the tea deliver, ain't no fucking mirror. No guarantee words, but I'm damn sure trying to see her. The forbidden is running smooth. Let your next move be your best move. You got to stay alert for life is full of surprises. Believe me, that Babylon coming all shapes and sizes. Register my heat, although payback is 7-4-0-0. One can never know, victim of a duel-0-0. Most of the time, deception's right up in your face. You got to learn the difference between the help and the hate. Got to stop and evaluate before you got some place. Got to write the bare arms, you do me harm, no escape. I'm all about being the victim of handling my business. Got to get it when God is open at the list. Always got something to say all day and every day. When you're rolling 7-Eleven, pick up the 7-Pay. If they ain't talking, then you got to be standing still. There's money in the streets, appetizing for the squirrel. You like the foot licking, flying the wicked on the blue. Checking mates on my chest, boy, let your next move be your best move. Like the tea deliver, ain't no fucking mirror. No guarantee words, but I'm damn sure trying to see her. The forbidden is run smooth. Let your next move be your best move. Life's a tea deliver, ain't no fucking mirror. No guarantee words, but I'm damn sure trying to see her. The forbidden is run smooth. Let your next move be your best move. Shaking the dice, you know that living is a gamble. Sipping Tanqueray, we're intoxicating scandals. Off the bench, like Iverson, I got handles. Peter Dwayne Wayne, maneuver through the hassle. Separating BS from the circle of my lasso. Quarterback in the sack, it's only the case of Hasbro. Fictitious and keep my government natural. Burn and blow, rock out the bubbles out of tinted windows. What we do? River ride with IEOG. 91 to the 215 is the east where we blow them trees. And Riverside, you can fly with me. Calls the big ball, Westside got lean. So with the business, cause you know we keep it clean. Ride the Riverside, Southside, IE. You better recognize it when you see a G. Like the tea deliver, ain't no fucking mirror. No guarantee words, but I'm damn sure trying to see her. The forbidden is run smooth. Let your next move be your best move. Like the tea deliver, ain't no fucking mirror. No guarantee words, but I'm damn sure trying to see her. The forbidden is run smooth. Let your next move be your best move.
Yeah. Yo, what's up? What's up? Caller 770. Caller 770. You there?
What's happening? It's Hollywood.
What's good?
What's good, man? What's good out there in the woods, man?
Man, chilling in the A, man, doing the thing, drinking the medicine, drinking and relaxing on the tea, man, waiting on the radio show, hoping to hear some good music, promoting. Getting some shit done, doing
the... Hollywood, I got a question for you, man. I was chimed into the Hollywood show the other night, and you had an episode you were speaking on Justin Bieber using the N-word.
Okay. Yeah, I read that. What was that about, man? know he said some niggerish shit, but what happened?
I don't like him doing that. Man, yeah. Smash that motherfucking spider then. I ain't fucking doing that. I'm on a conversation right now. No, but I just don't like him saying stuff like that. It don't float my boat. I was treated, you know, I'm not a racist or anything. I'm very transparent. I like all races and stuff and whatnot, but I don't know. I've been treated well by the African-American community. So, I mean, to use that word is just very hurtful to me. And if he, I do believe if he feels that his brothers are like his brothers, he should be preaching like Malcolm X. He should be preaching a non-self-hate awareness. Because if he feels like he's a part of something that is a brotherhood, then he should appreciate the people that are around him that, you know, don't like it. Or, you know, I got my generation backing him up.
Yeah.
I got my whole generation going, you know, that's the coolest thing since the bee's knees, bro. And I'm sitting there like, no, that's not cool. Like, I dare you to go up against somebody on Memorial Drive down here and just run your little white mouth. And I dare you. You know, I mean, not to be racist against my own self, to speak self-hate against my own people, but some of them out there, not all, which is not a racist, are fucking retarded. Point blank. Yeah. From Hollywood's point of view, just are retarded and don't respect people's everyday values and don't go back in history books and read what they need to fundamentally get. And these individuals lose that aspect. Some individuals have been beaten. Some individuals have been, you know, other sorts of ways, tyrannies to end them up like this. But it's still no excuse. Because I've been beaten by certain people that are of different races. I've been beaten by white people. But I don't give a flying fuck. You know what I'm saying? If somebody comes out and outright means the word or has a little jingle, I'm from Georgia, the woods. And I don't even know the little jingle that he was singing about the KKK.
Wow.
That's
that craziness, you know. I mean, I was telling my peoples about that. Like, I think, like, when you have mixed couples and stuff, sometimes you get, like, you know, you get either the female or the male feel that it's okay because they're in love or with somebody of a different race, that it's okay to call them those derogatory words or whatnot. They feel like they're a part of that, but in reality, you're not. And at the same time, I still think, like, I still think back to, like a slave time, like, you know, is it okay for you to say that, you know, even both ways, you know, if you calling somebody a nigga or if you calling somebody a tyke or a cracker or any type of derogatory word, it ain't cool, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know we as our own people like to call ourselves that. But, I mean, it's like when somebody outside the race, you know, it gets a little complicated. But, I mean, you know, I feel you. It doesn't matter what status you are or, yo, these are all my friends or whatnot. They cool with it. You still, like you said, should be like, yo, preaching Malcolm X, preaching that togetherness and trying to stop that ignorant talking.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, what some of the greats even speak of, if you work with a counterpart that's of a different race, for one, you're going to have a different demographic. For two, in business, you're going to have a better ideal. You're going to have a better product, I think. You know, I've seen many relationships. There's the relationship of Jerry Heller and Eazy-E, which is a very dominant relationship of a white man and a black African-American coming together to make great music.
Yeah,
and then
there's
some other people that come together, you know, as same race communities, and they can do the same. So what is it to, you know, what is it to section it off like that? Like, if you ain't allowed to do it, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, somebody came up and was like, yo, you're a dirty Mick. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yeah, man, that's a little bit offensive, bro. Do you mean that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're right. People feel like, you're right. They feel like maybe they, in mixed couples, they kind of feel like they, they feel like they have a drive that where they, okay, it's all right, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, some people I feel, you know, they allow it to a certain point and they're like, okay, well, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? But then there's a certain point where you got to be like, you know, are you disrespecting me by using this word, or are you just using this word every once in a while to feel, you know, what we're talking about and, you know, what's going on, or are you just blatantly singing a song about it?
Yep.
Yo, caller, 951 caller, man. Call back, man. Your call dropped, man. We'll get your opinion on this discussion on this Bieber mania with him dropping the N words and saying all kinds of vicious stuff, you know. Yo, chill, what you think about the situation, man?
I think Bieber really barked up the wrong tree with that one, man. I mean, they said that he spoke on it before, and you know that it was in the past when he was younger, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's still surface, man, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, stuff that's in your closet is hard to get rid of. I don't know,
yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, you know, Eminem had a altercation like that in the past. They clinked that up for him, and he ain't said the shit since.
Yeah, I remember. I was just thinking about that while you were saying that. I mean, like I said, I mean, go ahead, Hollywood.
It's true. That's absolutely right. And, you know, sometimes Bieber, you know, I guess he thinks his bounds are a little bit higher than what he can leap. But the thing that, you know, is apparent to me is he says that he was, you know, not aware of what he was saying at 14 and 15. Now, I could get that if you're saying, I'm not aware of what I was doing before you hit the teen years. But if you're able to go to a juvenile detention center and they treat you like an adult at 16 years old, I do believe your brain works enough to where you can tell the difference between right and wrong, and you know
Definitely.
What's going on.
Definitely. We got a caller out the 951. You live on air, man, with Illustrate Hollywood of Chill Gizzy.
What it do, pimpin'?
What it do?
That Papa Brim?
Oh, you know, I'm trying to keep my brim dusted off, you know.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Blend off.
You chiming in on this discussion about Bieber and I guess him, the use of the N-word. What you think about that situation? Have you heard about it?
Wait, I haven't heard about the use of the N-word with who?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, well, shit. They niggas, too. They are, because niggas, from my understanding, is ignorance. So if you ignorant, ignorance ain't got no color.
Yeah, that's
right. And to be honest... They the real niggas.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely.
You know what I'm talking about.
I look at it like that too also, you know, I mean, if you out there acting like a nigga, then, you know, whatever color, yeah. But I mean, I think too, like, when other races or whatever, either, you know, they either in a mixed relationship or whatever, sometimes, you know, I see that it's okay. They make it okay. Like, it's okay for you to act that way. Because, I mean, I identify with my own people, my own culture acting that way. So it's okay for you to act that way. But, I mean, some people take it offensive and some don't. Like, somebody get mad if you call them pimping. You call them pimping, like, oh, man, I ain't no pimp, man. I'm a black man, man. What's up with that? You know, I remember a long time ago I used the word to one of my Latino brothers. He got upset. He was like, man, I ain't no nigga, man. Don't be calling me no nigga, man. I'm like, well, what you think? He was saying, you know, I, at the time I was like, you know, to me you acting like one. So, you know, I refer you to that. But, I mean, in corporate media, you know, they got a problem with it. You know, like the homie Chill was said, you know, Eminem had used something like that, but I don't think he said the N-word. I think he was just saying nappy hoes or some crazy stuff or whatnot.
He did the Don Imus thing.
Yeah. Don Imus, yeah. So, I mean, but I think, too, that comes out of, like, you know, your upbringing, you know, who's mentoring these people, who's talking to these people, who's letting them know, like, look, that ain't cool, man. You got to watch what you say, you know. It's just it's, a lot of times they surroundings, you know what I'm saying? Because you'll get that one white dude that's deep down. You know, he's been down for you, down for your people, your team, and he just feel like he part of the clique. You know what I'm saying? He just his skin a little lighter. But I mean, some people take offensive. You know what I'm saying? So you know, the topic was sparked up. We was just trying to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, well, you're right. A lot of people, you know, I mean, I hear a lot of white dudes using it. I guess it depends on how you're using it. It just goes to show you how much hip-hop has an influence on every race. They just feel like it's okay. But sometimes it is, and I guess sometimes it's not, depending on who you're around. And a lot of people take offensive to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you right now, black people, us as black people, I can tell you, me personally, I'm trying to stop saying it.
Yeah.
Personally, me and myself.
Why does it have to be like? Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to stop saying it myself, but you know, you be in your environment and you just be talking and just be coming out and it's like.
I'm gonna just say Monarch programming.
Huh?
Monarch programming.
Monarch, yeah. But it has to be. I mean. I think more or less, you know, at first it was E-R, and then black people turning around and put the A on it, and then, you know, it's like acceptable and all that mess, and then, you know, they got mad, so they had to come up with something else. But now, you know, like everything else, they make it acceptable, and now, you know who I'm talking about, the other race, white race, they want a cornrows now, and now they want weaves, and now they twerking, and you know what I'm saying? They want to be, first it wasn't cool to be like us, now they love to be like us, and want you. They want a matrimony and do all the other stuff, so, you know.
I see too. I mean, I think that's just the culture itself. I mean,
yeah.
If you go to Africa, I don't care who you are. You could be a black person, but if you go to Africa, any other race, and you go there, and you visit, you want to put on a dashiki. You want to get something that show that you respect the culture, like the culture, and I don't see nothing wrong with that. I think when a person gets too comfortable. Where they get so comfortable to the point where they just be like, oh, my nigga. You like, hold up, man, the record stopped. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if that person is brought into that culture and that's all they know, then they going to be like that. Because, I mean, like, even in the gang culture, I mean, you will rarely back in the day see, like, a white person, you know, being a Crip. Or being a blood, but now that's commonplace, and they do their thing with they homies, and if they homies is out there, yo man, this is what it's up. I've been in those spots where you know you see the white dude, he more thugger than the regular guy that's a thug. You know what I'm saying? So I mean,
because he got lawyers.
I know how to play the game from a legal point of view, man. We played let your best, your next move be your best move.
Mm-hmm.
You got some few other joints to play, man. What you want to hear, man?
Oh, you talking to me? We can hear a little bit of barbecue music.
Oh, you put that little sticky wiki? Is that a little bit of sticky wiki? Sticky wiki?
A little bit of that barbecue music, Nas. Barbecue music is a positive song. I had to make a song where it could be played in front of any and everybody, any race. So that's what I came up with, was barbecue music. I mean, you could play in front of kids and even grandmas, but still have that funk to it.
Right now, we're gonna play Sticky Weed, and then we're gonna probably have to get us to that one, and we're gonna come back after this music break. All right, y'all.
For sure.
Word.
Get in the grave and I'm really feeling for my twin. Gotta have a smoke in the oddity, taking over me. Coughing and hawking and hailing, joking, reaping more often. Little ring back and keep it popping. Once you're starting, no stopping. Give me a proper dose with your corner, purchase the focus. In the kind, if I'm fan taboo, THC my purpose. I wish you legalize, tell it to red and I hate and only jeopardize. The irony of the crime, emphasize. Take a bag and light a bowl of blood and pop. Sticky, icky, live a lot of naturally, yeah. It ain't for 50, hypnotizer here is more for 50. Mystical, magical, we for medicated radicals. Motherfuckers, dramaticals, all about crime for my mathematicals. No time for theatricals, doesn't matter though, 44 Magnum will let them know. Turn around and tippy toe, better go and definitely know. Put a curse upon your toe, we keeping the weather part cloudy as we smoking and dumb. We cut it together, we fill it, we lick it, we stick away. We cut it together, we fill it, we lick it, we stick away. We cut it together, we fill it, we lick it, we stick away. We cut it together, we fill it, we lick it, we stick away. We cut it together, we fill it, we lick it, we stick away. We cut it together, we fill it, we lick it, we stick away.
I know a couple of cats who pick and pack and burst over the hole. Next to Cali, we tally and rally, this one here we go. With decision, make a decision, envision an incision. Now my heart rate is risen. Projecting like a prism, Mr. Izzy. I clip them and strip them so I can rip them. Getting good ones, I sniff them. Even though some white ones, you go rip them. And it's embarrassing. Help me maintain cough until I shake my
good
brain. Constantly fry my brain. Better quality of THC. Hold them home, fed it, man. Greener than the Serengeti, man. And the folks are sensitive. It's on just like my name was a Freddy, man. We need some L's, let's roll, you ready, man. Listen to what I said, the word I'm speaking. Higher than the neighborhood beacon. Follow the preaching, Humboldt County. I place that bounty, cause the sheep is what I'm seeking. Shit got me coughing and gagging so bad, my eyes is leaking.
It's a bomb.
I can tell, got my heart leaping. Got me so keyed that I can't get to sleeping. Pass back the peeping, nuts or you blow. For show day, get burned. Dropping cash and acid so much I could fill up an urn. Keep a pack of 22 by Fahrenheit, slow burn. Blow cumulus clouds in the cypher when it's my turn. Leave Philly, got me silly. No time for dilly, you dally. On my way to the shores of Cali, the cops is proud and white as
daddy. The giving a props to the THC, the oddity. Come and go to the journey with me, the oddity. Giving a props to the THC, the oddity. Come and go to the journey with me, the oddity. Giving a props to the THC, the oddity. Come and go to the journey with me. Me coming up creeping in the front of a sack of love. As we coast, the we flow. Not breaking the matrimony, dedicated firm blow. For sure. I'm a nigga, face he come and go. Get the best of the ass guys, check a list, they Philly, best I go. Mid-it, admit-it, to the bus, 20, folks, we don't lie, so get the pickups, the four post, smoke coming up out of me window. I, Jhené, got the quarter piece up the front of a culo, so we can cut it and got it, fill it, lick it, stick it, we blow. And blow.
Roll up the window, so they don't smell it when the wind blow. Cigarilla the best when we twist and smoke the endo. Tangerine green, I mean, really it clean. Get my mind right off of 50 bag and a pit of Jim Beam. We put a go to we lick and we burn to the left the circle turn. Got me loose like I'm awesome churn. As my lungs begin to burn as we commence to puffin'. I switch my seats to ragamuffin. And we always lay the bomb around here, nigga, that's no bluffin'. Catch JBR's twisting trees. My mind, I must appease. We west side G's blazing the P-O-U-N-D's. Cause for the 2G, I blaze ganji just to get irate.
Online. Yeah, we back on there. We back on this First Fam worldwide request. And we still talking about the topic of the N-word, Justin Bieber's use of it, and just basically use in hip-hop, you know, and entertainment. Just like the homie Hollywood say, why is it just in hip-hop, you know? I mean, I don't know. It's like even with movies, you know, these directors, I mean, these people that write the movies, they'll write it into a script. And then, you know, the actor will say it with conviction. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really playing a part. They got to go somewhere and practice that word. They got to practice, like, you know what I'm saying? You've seen the movies, you know, where they be like, yeah, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your coon ass, or I'm going to get you niggas, you know. Yeah, how many times they had to do that? How many times the director had to say cut? So, I mean, when is it acceptable? What y'all think? You know?
I'm going to speak on the movie The Django. Django?
Django.
Yeah.
And I think it was Quentin Tarantino who was the director of that film. And it was a good film, you know what I mean, might not add, man. But the word nigga was used all throughout the film. And it offended a lot of actors and other, you know what I mean, black African-American, you know what I mean, entertainers in that business, like Cat Williams, who spoke on wanting to hurt Quentin Tarantino, you know, being able to have usage of that word throughout a whole day, you know what I'm saying? The thing that was crazy about it was that, you know, they was clowning, you know, Jamie Foxx for, you know, taking that role, you know, and doing what he did with that role and being called a nigga on set, you know what I'm saying? You know, during, you know what I mean, the whole filming process, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It wasn't a problem if you're getting paid money, right? You know what I'm saying? In Jamie Foxx's eyes. But to other actors, you know what I mean? They're like, ah, man, you know what I mean? You could call it hate. But, you know, to the consumers like ourselves who sit at home and might be watching the film and shit, you know what I mean? We get a whole nother perception of it. But, you know, when other entertainers are going against each other on that, man, you know what I'm saying? We get wrapped up in it, and now it becomes like, yeah, well, I wouldn't even took that role, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you side with them.
I think, too, like, when it comes to actors and actors getting pissed off or whatever for him taking the role, I think that's a little bit of hate. Because, I mean, at the same time, they would have been better if it was a group of black directors, a lot of people behind the scenes, and they wrote it, and if Tyler Perry wrote it in, and it would have been okay, or, you know, Spike Lee would have wrote it in. Would it have been okay with it being coming off, roll off their lips? I mean, to me, they just look at it, too, like, okay, this is white dude. He done wrote the movie. Well, he's not white either, but even so, you know, they're of a different race, write this in. I mean, I think, too, like, if you watching a movie, and a movie from now, he depicted something that, you know, that was something that happened back in the day. I don't even know if it was truly fact, because I didn't even watch the movie myself. But just say he just took a camera and just basically filmed what was going on back then. And for people to think that they wasn't slinging that word around back and forth, you know, they got to be smoking Chinola. Because, I mean, that's what they was using. They was using it probably more and more back then than they use it now. So, I mean, I just think that even Spike Lee got mad because he used the word throughout the film or whatever, but I mean, it didn't take away the fact that he put out a good film, you know.
Exactly. Do you guys feel as if you think, you know, I kind of feel Justin Bieber had to say that thing, you know, on his that word, and it had to come from somewhere deep. Like you said, an actor has to sit in front of a screen or a mirror and do this over and over and over again, and the kid literally, Justin Bieber now, literally videotaped himself doing it. So you know those emotions had to have come from somewhere deep down. Like, what happened in his past? You know, what happened on this date? You know, what's really interesting to me is Usher doesn't have a problem with it, but he picked him up right at that same time.
You know what? Justin Bieber's company that he keeps, they're not correcting him. So,
yeah.
Because of the company that he keeps and his surroundings, that make him feel like it is okay to say it because he's saying it around the company he's keeping, which are black dudes. They're not stopping him, telling him, no, dog, you can't say that. It's not okay. They laughing and they smoking and be like, fuck it. He can say it if he want to.
Yeah, see, that's what goes back to what I was saying. That goes back to exactly what I was talking about. Where he at, who he hanging with, they cool with that. You know, they cool with that whole thing. I think what Eminem's thing is Dre and a lot of them at that label was on some like, look, we got to shut this down quick. Because, you know, we got this phenomenal artist. We can't let something like that just mess up this whole wave right now. So we need to get our PRs on that real quick. We need to dust that away, sweep that under the rug. Where you had Benzino going after him. But that nigga, from what I heard, is, you know, most of his family is white. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, kind of like a double standard, you know, in a sense, you know, because you got mixture of black in you. It's okay for you to say louder than this dude who's a, you know, a German rapper or whatever you want to. You know, the fact of the matter is he came with some good music. They tried to shut him down. He moved over that. I think with Justin Bieber, he's young. And like you said, at 14, 15, you got consciousness. You know what's going on. You know what to say and what not to say. You know, so it is the company you keep. They, like you said, Papa, they probably was like, yo, man, it's okay for him to stay. Like you said, he was sitting there smoking and chilling. It was just regular conversation, you know.
Because nowadays, ain't nobody pure black, nothing. So, yeah, everybody's niggas.
Everybody came from Africa. If we trace our roots and read the books, if you even got a curly hair on your body, you can say, I mean, the white people even ran off. I mean, this is a white dude telling you this. Like, no self-hate, but they did run off into the Caucasus Mountains and hide away. You know, something chased them up in there. I don't know if it was a mammoth or, you know, the white people got scared of the sun or something. I don't know. Something funny, but, you know, we're all Africans, you know what I'm saying? At the whole, we are all from Africa. If everybody researches it, we're there.
Yep.
You know?
Egypt.
Said it straight up. Straight up. Yeah, man.
We're all from there, man. We're all brothers. We're all there, you know? And, you know, I guess, you know, in a way, you know, if it's okay with those certain people, that's okay. But, you know, even as a white male growing up in society today, and, you know, my mom telling me the stories of, you know, certain people getting sad, it just hurts me, you know, deep inside. You know what I'm saying? It just, you know, even a white male, it hurts me to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can feel it with a brother and a brother, you know, talking to each other. That's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you live through those times together and you suffer through those trials and you become. But, like, you know, as a white individual, I don't. You know, it hurts my ears, you know, and I think the other words have been desensitized because that word has been used so many times, you know, like the cracker, the guinea, the mick, you know, some people don't even know the other words for other races, but they sure do know the ones for African Americans, which is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I like to hear myself, the fact that you have somebody that's of Caucasian descent that's saying that, you know, you feeling compassion about the situation. You having the feelings for it because, I mean, I think, too, like, I've been watching a lot of these, street consciousness characters on there. And it's a lot of cats going after, you know, other races and whatnot. I think, too, in a sense, if you don't, even though you can't be charged for what your ancestors did, but the fact that you can recognize that what your ancestors did was wrong and you feeling sorry or, you know, feeling compassion for the people that was hurt in this situation, to me that speaks volumes to a person that say, well, that happened a long time ago. We ain't thinking about that. I done had nothing to do with it. But, I mean, it goes both ways, you know. It goes both ways. So
I agree with you on that because, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, man, the only thing, hate refuels hate, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everything, the Willie Lynch letter said, you know what I mean, how do you regenerate, you know what I mean, you know, hate And how do you keep it regenerating prejudice and racism? You know what I mean? You keep marketing on television and movies and, you know what I mean, and school systems and on applications and shit. You know what I mean? You reading about a different race. You know what I mean? When we all equal. But I want to hop into some more music, man. You know what I mean? And we're going to come back to this discussion, man. I'm going to hop into this joint right here, man, by an artist out of Atlanta, Georgia. His name Marcel Polo, man. This is Harsh right here, man. First Fan Radio.
First Fan.
Yo. Y'all know who it is, man.
Just the way I
this
feel.
Song I'm finna drop right here was influenced by my cousin Shana.
Yo.
And Mario.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that conversation we had, I'm just gonna let it be heard.
Real spit.
Splash shit.
Earthquakes and asteroids, yeah. Government, yeah. They know some, yeah. Real spit, yeah. I know the shit, yeah. Tryna play me, nigga, I'ma burn one, wow. Nigga tryna take my guns away, yeah. Media playing, yeah. That bullshit, yeah. Even preachers, yeah. On the come up, yeah. Up there lining the pulpit, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Got something to say, dead silence is all I hear,
that's all I hear.
Nigga,
that's
this shit harsh, that smoke a blame, yeah. Nigga, lift the clip, yeah. Pyramids, they came from Egypt, yeah. Pyramids on our money, yeah. Pyramids, yeah. Illuminati, yeah. My opinion, yeah. Some sound funny. Dead fish and tsunamis, white people in top ramen, black folks just killing off, another war is soon coming, better pray to who you pray to, I was raised on one God, different beliefs I can't believe, if it's one God, some sound fraud, I can't help the way I feel, kid dying like every day, 150 for a pair of shoes, these niggas said they're killing over Pal J, who to say that the sky blue, real spit it might be gray, gay people might be straight, and straight people might be gay, up nigga might mean down, smile nigga might mean brown, brown skin might mean white, and white skin might mean brown, wrist fit we all slay, everybody we well trained, they say that we evolved from apes, I was evolved from a great dane, dog baffles that mean God, love baffles that mean evil, wrist fit it might mean evolved, but who to say that we all people, aliens they come and visit, hell yeah I believe in them, I done seen the shit with my own eyes, so who to judge my eyes, man this shit harsh, this life we living in, man this shit harsh, this life we living in, man this shit harsh, this life we living in, man this shit harsh, this life we living in, man this shit harsh, I sell property for niggas. Well, man, this shit hurts. For age, they been had it. Putting chips in our kids. What you know about genocide, martial law, and pyramids. Elevate your mind, nigga. Stop watching that bullshit. Music beat with satanic images. Hell on earth that we all in. I know the maker coming soon. But who to say who the maker is? Might be God, might be Jehovah. Either way it goes, you know the world over. Devil over my shoulder. I can feel him looking down on me. Gift of God is what my name means. Broken hearts the way they play me. School teachers on new jobs. Technology is slowly taking over. Evolution, no revolution, no resolution. Shit, game over. Fight for war, I doubt that. No telling what they put in the soldiers. Time to fight for our fucking life. Nigga, fuck the rights, let's get bolder. Jets flying up in the sky. Smoke clouds with a bad odor. Barium, we breathing in. Hot winters and the summer's colder. Heart killing for left and right. Our mother nature turned man-made. Religious war is coming soon. So bite your head and let's all pray. Man, this shit harsh. This life we living in, man, this shit harsh. This life we living in, man, this shit harsh. This life we living in, man, this shit harsh. This life we living in, man, this shit harsh. I sell property for niggas. Think about it, my nigga. Do your research. The life we living in, man, is merely an image that we meant to see. But as long as you see what you meant to see, sometimes you see past the truth. And that is the way I feel, nigga. DVS, Marcel Polo, Derek Clark, myself. Me as a person, me as a whole, me as my temple. Straight like that. Man,
I swear to God, that life we live in harsh. Harsh.
Harsh. You know?
Yeah.
Go back.
Yo, that shit bang out, man. Harsh.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to Marcel Polo, man.
Big shout out. Big shout out.
Straight up.
That's some conscious stuff right there.
Yeah, he struck a nerve on that song, man. I heard it yesterday, man. I was banging out with it. I was like, yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Man,
yeah,
so the discussion today, y'all out there, First Fan Radio, I guess the use of the N-word or just words of derogatory terms, what do you feel about it? Oh, we got a caller, 404, man. What's going on? We going to lock you on. What's up? What's up? You there?
What's
you
going
there?
On? Lady Sucker, calling to show you guys some love.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Lado? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, been up to?
Up here, all of us, man. We all chimed in on this show today. We talking about the use of the N-word, and I guess Justin Bieber had got a video of him saying it when he was 14 or 15, and we wanted to know from your point of view, or people, the callers out there, what they think about it, and, you know, is it acceptable for a person of non-black to say it or whatnot? You know, what you feel about it?
Well, my personal opinion is unacceptable, but I've been seeing a lot of people, what I call them, giving them black passes. Like, you know, a black guy be with a white girl and he let her use it, or vice versa. I mean, but me personally, I bet not catch him saying it. I mean, I'm just saying, but people do have freedom of speech, but I mean, it's just something you just don't say. So I definitely don't agree with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had I felt the same way. You know, I felt the same. I remember when I first came out here to Riverside, and that's like 45 minutes away, for y'all don't know, outside of California, away from L.A., Compton and Watts. But I mean, I wasn't used to seeing white people say it unless you heard it on TV. But then I start seeing like the mixed races doing it. You know, and it threw me for a loop the first time I heard it. Now I was like, yo, man, you get stumped out in the hood for saying that. You know, like why would you even let that person say that? But I mean, like, over the years, I started to see the condition and how, you know, to me, I felt that, like, if they with that person, then that person is upset about it. You know, they don't have no problem with it. You know, so,
right.
But on the people on the outside, of course, you know, it will turn heads, you know. So I'm with you on that one. I still feel, too, that the word, like the boy Papa Brim said, it means ignorance at the end of the day. So that could refer to anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, we as black people, we don't look at it like, oh, I'm talking to my brother right here, he's an ignorant nigga. No, we just, you know, it's just like saying, what's up, homie, to our, you know, in our community. You know, that's how I've seen it used.
Yeah. I just think that it's something that needs to be checked at the gate. Like, if you, the first time you let it slip out and you allow them to say it, they're going to continue. Because, I mean, I witness it all the time. And if I don't say nothing, like, guy, like, I'd be, like, out somewhere where I'd be at, and the guy will let his girl say it. And, you know, and I'd be just looking at him like, you ain't going to check her? You know, just because she laid down, had a mixed baby, they don't clarify her to be able to just say it, and especially out in public. What y'all do behind closed doors is one thing, but while you out in public, you need to demand respect, at least, if not for yourself, at least for your race, you know. So that's just how I feel. I see it all the time.
Preach, girl. Preach, girl.
Especially out there in San Martino, let me tell you, boy. I can't lie. I was in Stater Brothers one day, bruh. Standing in line.
Yeah.
Two white kids were standing in line. One of the white kids ran in and said, nigga, somebody stole our bikes, nigga.
What?
Oh, nigga, you think I'm playing, bruh.
I heard a Mexican say it at a water park 3 days ago. And I was so blown away, I couldn't even do nothing. Because he tried to run into his brother. And he was like, nigga, you ain't gonna get in. And I just looked around like, neither one of these folks niggas, what the heck is going on? I didn't know what to say. And he was about 13. So it just pretty much crazy. Like,
no, not to cut you off, but you know that's crazy because in California, we, you know, the Hispanics say it all the time. But it ain't looked down as. It's as soon as somebody that's white, I even heard Asian people say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
As soon as somebody that's white that say it, you know, they going in tough. You know, but I don't know. It's like with hip hop has made it to where it's okay. Yo, we got a caller, 770. Hold on. Yo, 770. Yo, caller, you there?
Hey, I actually just wanted to talk about this subject too as well. I think that, you know, we secretly kind of under wraps still accept, you know, segregation in the general population just by, if any place has a certain demographic, it's called like urban or Latino or something like that. You know, when you go to the club, you know, I don't think they should do that. You know, I think that, you know, accepts things under wraps a little bit. You know, does anybody agree with me?
As far as talking about the Latinos as they self, or just the whole thing about urban, the use word of urban.
Yeah. You know, like if you go to a club and they call it urban club, or you know, and I just think they still do it, you know, in other places too. Like even in school, the cafeteria was separated, and you know, people didn't really notice it, but it was, you know, different.
Yeah,
clicks.
Hell yeah, that's been going on for years.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that. Like I still hear the whole minority word used around where, if you could clearly see that population, that, you know, that's not the case now, you know. I mean, yeah, they do use that word too. It's like they use other words instead of using the word, the N word just outright, you know. Like, you know, mind tricking, you know what I'm saying, just to get people off of that and say, okay, we still calling you a nigga, but we just using it in this term, you know what I'm saying?
It's a loophole. It's a racist loophole.
Yep. Hollywood said it straight right. A racist loophole. But I mean,
you know, and I think, not to cut you off, you know, I think as a white male, you know, even, you know, if you did own slaves, or your family did own slaves, or even if you just are white in general, white. I'm white. I'm clear. That's how white I am. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't even think no white person should say that ever. You know what I'm saying? Unless, like, it's in your own home and you have a certain person that's okay, and you've known them for like 20 years or 10 years, and you know they're your real brother, and you have nothing to hide. You have no, you know what I'm saying, and like, it blows my mind. It blows my mind because I don't think the white kids coming up to you with the bicycles, dude, I would have beat those white kids. Like, I'm telling you, I would have took them back to their mommy and daddy and told them what they said.
Well, you know, part of it is like places, people like, you know, on Tosh.0, they're just desensitizing the population with everything, not just one type of people, but all demographics. They're desensitizing it all, so they make it all over Facebook. People are just, you know, if you go to any video in comments, people are just ripping each other apart, you know.
Right.
And, you know, there's suicides left and right happening because these people are just, they're desensitizing the population in general, you know.
Yeah. That's so true. It's a lot of that going on, especially over social media. It's like a lot of hate, you know, just people spewing hate back and forth from, you know, from their computers. So when you, these same people you walk around and didn't even know that they said that, they just, you know, walking regular and normal, but turn it to something totally different.
Yep, and look at you dead
in the face. Don't surprise me, though.
Yep.
Hey, well, look, check this out, man. I'm going to just, not to cut anybody off, man, we got the clip, just, you know, in case of the listeners that's out there listening, man, if you didn't hear what Justin Bieber said, or you didn't hear the song, or you didn't see the video, you're going to hear it in this little, you know what I mean, clip right here, you know what I mean? So y'all just hold tight, check it out.
less lonely nigga. One less lonely nigga. One less lonely nigga. There's gonna be one less nigga. If I kill you, I'll be part of the KKK. Then there'll be one less lonely nigga. There's gonna be one less lonely nigga.
Wow. That was, yo, that was so hurtful for my ears.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That hurt my ears. That's the first time I heard that hurt my ears. I thought it was like something like he just said it one time or two. He was rounding off with it, you know, he was going
so,
off.
So it goes back to what Hollywood was saying, man. You know what I mean? When he said that he had to get it from somewhere because he's laughing and he's singing and cheery about it. And he taped it himself.
Laughing in the background. Like, he knows it clearly what he's saying.
Now we got to reevaluate the whole, you know what I mean, discussion now. We're going to go around the room. We're going to start with Papa Brim first after hearing the video. How did it affect you?
Clenched fist would have got it. He'd been leaking. But, you know, he probably got it. And, you know, the bad part is he probably got it from a nigga. He probably got it from a black dude. I bullshit you not. Because the sad thing is, black people do it to other black people, and then they make it feel, you know, to the little white boy that's around them that it's okay. One less lonely nigga. Look here, homeboy, I'm about to make me a white bread sandwich. You need to shut the fuck up.
That's
that bullshit. Not, and the KKK nigga, if you don't knock it off.
Yeah, like, wow. That's what it had me. Not to chime, not to cut you off, but that had me because okay, used the word nigga, but he said the KKK thing, and you know it's not like he didn't know about this. Like he didn't have no knowledge of what these people are about.
Yeah,
he didn't have knowledge of the word because he kept saying it, and he was saying it in a joking manner.
Well, not to cut you off. I'm gonna reevaluate it a whole nother way now because, like a couple months ago, we just had the Clippers coach. And a similar incident, you know what I mean? And now we got a Justin Bieber tape leak. Everybody's getting exposed by their hoes. Was it a hoe that released the Justin Bieber tape? How did they find out about this?
They said it was a female. I checked it out. I don't know. I don't know if she's a hoe because I mean, we'll be just as guilty if somebody said, "Well, that black person is a nigga because he's black." So. Yeah. We're going to just say his significant other or his mistress or not. You know?
Somebody leaked it.
Somebody leaked the tape.
AKA somebody leaked the tape.
Yeah. So 770 caller, what you think? I didn't get that name. I didn't get that name of you. Miss, you still on?
Yes, I'm on. I'm Kayla.
I'm sorry. What's your name again, ma'am?
My name's Kayla.
Taylor?
No, it's Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A.
Okay. All right. So what you think?
I'm totally not listening for just a second. I'm so sorry.
We had just played the Justin Bieber.
Oh, no, I know. Okay, yeah, I heard that. I just didn't hear what y'all were talking about after that.
We was charming back to the Donald, the Sterling guy, the Clipper owner, and how they leaked the tape on him and exposed him for coming out.
It was his girl. It was his girlfriend. For one, he had a young girl. For two, she like everybody else's schlong. And, you know, shit like this.
Wait, not to cut anybody up, is this the same Clippers guy that said all African Americans are slaves?
Yeah. He was the first Bieber.
That guy's racist.
They had the same hairstyle. And they made the tapes.
They probably hang out together and eat cheese together, bro.
That'll make
cheese.
That'll make you shit.
calling
in. I'm telling you, all those crackers are doing is those crackers are sitting there putting cheese on their crackers.
Oh, Hollywood, you gonna get us shut down, Hollywood?
Man, I'm over here like anti Malcolm X, and I'm doing like the self hate on myself, like, you know what I'm saying, like.
Yo, Hollywood, you crazy, man. You crazy for this. Ah, man.
You know.
Crazy topic. But yeah, I think the use of the word shouldn't be used, you know, you shouldn't be using the period, but I mean, I know as far as black folks, we use it a lot of times, from time to time. I think if you non-black or whatnot, you using it around other people that are black, it is offensive. I mean, it's just like any other word, too, you know what I'm saying? But it's just that one is just, that's been putting so much scrutiny on to the point where you can't say it, but some people say it, and people get exposed for it. You know what I'm saying? It's how it is.
Have you heard the other video of him saying the joke about the chainsaw?
The chainsaw?
No.
It's also on the list that I loaded about 2 nights ago. If you can find it on there, it's him at 15. And he's saying something about the chainsaws, and I'm sure everybody's heard that joke, but as soon as we can find this clip, we'll play it for you guys.
Oh, shit. And this was, you said him at 15?
Yes, it's JB at 15. It's under Hollywood JB 15. And it should be called explicit.
Oh, JB 15?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. Man.
About to get into a little bit of music, man. We 22 minutes into the show. We're gonna take it way to the East Coast, man. Where I'm familiar with. I really love my family. I mean, I'm sorry. Focus.
Play it again. Play it again. Play it again. Play it again. Focus. I'm on point, I'm on point. Rocks and rock familiar. Think you smooth and you think you slick to try to go against a man like me.
I was raised from the best. I don't settle for less. And granted, didn't raise up a dummy. Cause I'm focus on point. Focus on point.
Back. We back on First Fam West Radio, First Fam Radio, First Fam's out, all that. Yeah, we back on here, man, with this discussion on the N-word, the dropping of the N-word, the use of it. Yo, chill, you said you had some top secret, you got some...
hey, man, check it out. We just going to go, you know what I mean, since we going in on, you know, Bieber tonight, man, you know what I'm saying, and... you know, he got little homies out there that's black, you know what I mean, that you know, is going to defend him and tell us, you know what I mean. What? Let's see what Soulja Boy had to say about it. We're going to go to the clip. Check it out.
Okay. Let me just ask, though, real quick. We did just do the story about Justin Bieber, and then you're on the website right now saying that you came to his defense. You shouldn't be held accountable. How do you, like, can you actually just, like, speak on it?
Right.
I mean, we've seen the writing, but let's, like, actually talk about
it. Yeah, no. I talked to Justin yesterday. Mm-hmm. I called him. He in Cancun. We spoke about it. The footage is so old, man. He was 15, you know what I'm saying? The footage is super old. It was a very touchy, serious situation. Mm-hmm. But we all slip up. We all make mistakes. And I told him, man, I said, you're a great person, bro. We all slip up. He said, thank you, Soulja, for having my back. And it is what it is. Let the kid live, man. We all slip up. We all make mistakes. Y'all know he's not racist. If I'm his homie, all his homies is black, he's not racist.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think, like the black community is jumping on him a little too hard for this?
I just think with the whole controversy of the Donald Sterling situation, it got people a little antsy. But he's a kid, man. Mm-hmm. He's a kid, so he'll be all right.
My point exactly, man, about the Don Sterling situation, man. You know, it's the year of that shit. It's like a media agenda. Like, let's push out all the people we can make examples of with the racist shit. Somebody else got a video that got to come out next, and they got to get exposed by their hoe. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. Yeah. That's the update. Back to you, L.
What you think, Brian? He logged off. What I think, though, my opinion on that, he was a kid. It was some old footage. You know, I think he could have just already let everybody know that this footage may come out. You know what I'm saying? This may come out. Knowing the industry that you're in, you know the industry that you were a part of. You know that every little thing as an artist, especially a pop artist, that you do, they're going to expose it, you know, to the world, you know. So I think that, you know, at the same time, he was of age and understanding. He comes into age understanding. He knows, okay, right from wrong. You know, at 15, you come into the age of understanding. If you got a 15-year-old and you raising them up to that age and you like, oh, they know your rules. They know what they not to do and what to do. They know if they go in the store, take some without paying for it, that's called stealing. So they know that, okay, if I say this, if I call a female a bitch, you know, she's going to be upset about that. If I call a black person a nigga, he's going to be upset about that. You know, they know these things, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like he didn't know. So we can't say he didn't know, or it was some old footage. Yeah, it was, you know, what was he? How is he, like 20 now, 21 or so? So, you know, it was some years back, but still, at the same time, he was very happy. Yeah, he was very happy saying it. That's how I look
at
it.
Like, and he's still saying it. He's still saying it till this day. Apparently, it seems like to me, Soulja Boy at the end of the video was saying that all the quote-unquote people that were in his crew were sticking up for the fact that he was able to say that and that he's grown and he can do whatever he wants. And his crew basically said, we don't, you know, like you guys said, they don't even care. It just seems like, you know, they're letting that little white boy say that to them. Like, why would you? I would smack that little white boy in the face if he said that to me.
I see, too, you gotta look at it like who's controlling, who's the puppeteers, you know what I'm saying? Him, he's a money maker. And those are a lot of yes men. Those are a lot of people that's gonna say, well, okay, he said that. Just like when the picture came out with Lil Wayne kissing his his dad or whatever, which we know that ain't possible. Everybody slammed him, but then everybody was like, okay, it's okay. So what? That's, they got a relationship that's different than what y'all got. You know, that's what they were putting out there. To where Rick Ross, the fat boy, you know, he comes out as, you know, he comes out as, you know, I am Rick Ross, but then deny that he didn't take it from the real Rick Ross, the image and all. Then deny that he's a CEO. Then he admits that he was a CEO. And then everybody else is cool with it. You know, it's like, if you making so much money to where you turn those doubters into supporters, that's how the game is played. They don't care about none of that. I mean, there's so many stories in the game of this person doing this, saying something scandalous, doing this, and it hit and surfaced to where now they're using that as a marketing tool. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
He drops the album coming out. They're going to be like, wonder if he going to drop the N-word on it. Is he going to get on the song? Who going to write the rap and everything? And Justin Bieber's going to spit it, and he going to drop the N-word. It's some sick.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah, you know. So I
You're
mean,
probably right, 100%.
I think it's crazy, though. But, yeah, if I was next to him, yeah, I'd slap fire for him. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I mean, it's a level of respect. Because if I'm not coming in calling you, what's up, coon? I mean, come on, calling you a cracker. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, what's up with my white bread? Check out my white bread on me right here, man. What it do, crack the loaf? You know what I'm saying? Come on. You know.
Yeah, what's up, cracker with that whiz cheese on the top? Come on, spray cheese. Come on, dog. Like, come on. Like, that would be so funny, bro. Yeah, I would let you say that. Like, if we were live on TMZ, just to make fun of people, be like, dude, calling us some weird names, like, hey, come here, string cheese, put it on cracker. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we just lay there, I'm on the cracker food, y'all just put cheese on me. Like, fuck that shit, man. But that's another way they would be, you know, they would use that against us. They would make that as, oh, well, they're just trying to desensitize it. They're not trying to be funny. And nobody catches the real message. And what we need to do is what we do as artists and what we do as hosts and what we do as producers. We need to continue on our milestone towards the future and change. You know, as we talk about these on these, it's honestly the first all-male talk show. If we can talk about these things and get together, you know, these things will change. And these things, people will listen. And people will accept it. And, you know, the demographics around the world will have no choice but to accept it. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully one day we can make that word not the choice of everybody's, you know, hatred is to point their finger at an African-American. It's to point their finger at someone else that truly, truly, truly is responsible for the action.
I like that. You heard it here. First Fam Radio, man. We all male talk show online around the world. You know, we gonna bring some more discussions up powerful like this and get y'all callers out there, get y'all listeners out there to call us and tell us what y'all think about it. You know, I know the artists want to hear their music. I know they like, yo, man, I thought they was gonna play my music. But look, man, y'all just tune in, man, www.firstfamradio.com, and we playing all the hits. Call us up. Y'all know the number.
Yeah. And I want to add this too, man. Tune in to firstfamradio.com, like L said, man. And all the records that y'all was planning to hear tonight, you know what I mean, y'all will be hearing live, you know what I mean, in the next hour or two. You know what I'm saying? And the, you know, Saturday Night Mix, man, you know what I mean? It is what it is, man. I'll tell you, you got the floor, L, man.
Yeah, man. You know, I got my Cool Out Sundays, you know, where, you know, I play nothing but the hits also, you know. I'm loving this discussion, man. I love this talk. This is one of the hottest ones, you know what I'm saying? I like, because we had a chance to have brothers from all over talking about this issue, about, you know, issues that, you know, that affect our community. Because at the end of the day, it's all about respect and how you treat a person. You can't just out, you know, judge a person just because of how they look. You can't just say, okay, that's a brother over there, that's a black person, let me call, oh, he, what's up, nigga? Because he may not like it. Can't just go up and just feel that it's okay to just disrespect a person that's white or Asian or whatever. I mean, you got Arabians and people from South Arabia. They use the term. Oh yeah, those are new niggas. Those are sand niggas or whatever you want to call them. That right there, that term alone is derogatory. So I mean, we got to stop it. We got to come together as people. Understand that, you know, there's only one real human race, and we need to come together and work out these problems and get some solutions to them. You know, we got sexism, too. I mean, we can't be shutting down on the women, man. We got powerful women out there that got powerful voices. So I just want to shout out all the...
Tabernacle. Tabernacle straight, on that one, 100%.
Yeah, man, we all come from a woman. So, I mean, we got to stop calling our women bitches. Bitches and hoes and ratchet and sluts and all these other new terms that they coming out with. We need to stop doing that as brothers, you know, whatever color you is, you know. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you talking to the mother of either your future seed, you know what I'm saying, that one has a sister, that one has a mother, you know what I'm saying. In terms, you actually calling your own mama a bitch when you say that, you know what I'm saying, because, I mean, they all connected. So that's how I look at it. So we got to just show the love and respect all over, you know.
That's love right there. I appreciate that, too. Women, man, for sure, man. You know, they've been battling since the woman's suffrage, man. They deserve, you know, they deserve more than Mother's Day, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I salute you over there on First Fam, you know, on that side, and that for even, you know, having, you know, the gumption to get up there and do that, man, because some people don't even... you know, won't even honor a woman nowadays and be like, yo, you know, that's my Bonnie and Clyde, that's my ride or die. But you know what? I salute you for bringing that up, brother. And we definitely need to get into that topic and have a few people come in and, you know, debate on that one, you know, especially, you know, a few nights from now or, you know, whenever we can get through it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's a matter of fact. Y'all out there, all you powerful black women, all you powerful Latino, white, Asian, whatever race you are, God made you. Y'all call in on this next show. We're going to talk about the woman's plight, the woman's grind, you know what I'm saying? The respect, you know, how we as men have to grow up and show y'all respect. Because if it wasn't for y'all, it wouldn't be us. It wouldn't be nobody. It wouldn't be no nation on this earth if it wasn't for no woman. So, I mean, we got to show that respect. All you brothers out there calling your woman bitches and all that, I mean, think about it. Is that really, that's really what you feel comfortable calling your woman like, you know? Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? When you look down at your son and he looking at you like, damn, dad, you done called my mama a bitch and all this, and he going to go up and do the same thing. We got to stop the cycle. So, yeah, man, I'm going to get into this music by China White, man. You know, he been going tough and strong on the West, man. Let's get him with this West Coast thing. Or we gonna get him with that out to get it.
Drinking more liquor, nigga faded while I bitches high vibe when your nigga roll by. Slapstick funny, but a pussy kinda sore. I'm on your bitch's head, and the one thing I'ma do run against the grain, the odds nigga flat. I'ma eat nigga, gotta get it, shit, and that's that. Always on the edge, live wire on the train. Hot off the fire, knock your head off the tee. A two-piece sleeper, bitch, nigga with a bat. In the line of fire, you a bitch, a nigga, that's a fact. Nigga on notice why you're running out of strength. On my heels, flip the bitch, stripping, made him say grace. A lot of niggas know me, but a few of y'all don't. Y'all sucker ass niggas say you will, but you won't. Stay in y'all lane while I dip and keep pushing. Push me up, nigga, make the brain without the fucking push.
A nigga out to get it, you niggas can't win it. Hoes by the dozen, the guap 6 inches. A nigga out to get it, you niggas can't win it. Hoes by the dozen, you niggas bullshitting. A nigga out to get it, you niggas ain't winning. Hoes by the dozen, the guap 6 inches. A nigga out to get it, you niggas ain't winning. Hoes by the dozen, you niggas bullshitting.
Bang Cali like I bang a bitch and Venice, my city. I'm 10 toes in, I'm a killer nigga, really. The scale on tip, obese frame of mind. You want what I got, my chips in my mind. A hustle to the top, rat race, got a post. Hit the homie, then Roy, one of the latest round of toast. West Side Bandit, the West Coast Rebel. Fire hit the ice, you niggas ain't on my level. It don't run in you, it wasn't worth the wait. The shit that just spit hit and slid off the plate. Chalk it up, nigga, your win was a loss. Snatching like a twig, bow down, I'm the boss. This nigga think he own it, my bitch took a high. Banger cousin last week, her best friend come tonight. Stop tiptoeing like a shark in the pool. Street chuckles, fuck battles, I forget it, so true. So
a nigga out to get it, you niggas can't win it. Hoes by the dozen, the guap 6 inches. A nigga out to get it, you niggas ain't with it. Hoes by the dozen, you niggas bullshitting. A nigga out to get it, you niggas ain't with it. Hoes by the dozen, the guap 6 digits. A nigga out to get it, you niggas ain't with it. Hoes by the dozen, you niggas bullshitting.
What you work for? What?